Hello.
Hello, my name is Lori. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. You might speak to the person who requested this call back, and how may I assist you?
It's me, April Hopper. I was trying to file my claim for, I guess, for last week online, and it doesn't work. And when I tried to do the automated system, it's not working that way either. So I don't know what is going on.
I'd be happy to help you with your claim. May I have your Social Security number, please?
418-179216.
Okay. Now, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please? Her birth last name.
April Diane Hopper. Date of birth is August 18th, 1979. Mother's maiden name is Blackwood.
Okay.
And is that all you asked me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excuse me. We can get started. I just had to verify who you were.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. See what's going on. Okay, I see. Okay, so what's your preferred language?
English.
All right, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. All right, when's the last time you worked?
My last day of work was June 28th.
This year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
It has not.
All right, have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. All right, may I have your phone number, please?
256-466-3806. You did say phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Okay. All right. Do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
Driver's license.
Okay. Is it what state?
Alabama.
Okay. What's the number?
691-9210.
Okay. All right, what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. May I have your address?
1206. Oakwood Street, Northwest, Hartsel, Alabama, 35640.
And you said what part of Alabama?
Hartsel.
Okay. Is that H-A-R-T-S-E-L?
S-E-L-L-E.
Okay. Wait a minute. Can you repeat that again?
The address or just Hartsel?
Hartsel.
It's H-A-R-T-S-E-L-L-E.
Okay. And the zip code?
35640.
All right. All right, so what's your job description? What did you do?
I worked in assembly, or it's actually sub-assembly. We prep parts for the assembly line, but I can do data entry or clerical type stuff or that type stuff.
Okay. What are you interested in? Are you interested in assembly, or do you want data entry? Are you looking for that?
I would prefer either data entry or some type of clerical.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so I know what to look for. Okay. Okay. All right, so are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I am. I've been on Indeed applying for pretty much anything at the moment.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hall?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they have not.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I prefer days.
Okay. All right, if you're available to accept full-time work, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Okay. And what's your lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
20.
All right. And are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
I do not.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
I do not.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from your employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Sure.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking account.
Okay, I see that you have that option. That you direct deposit as your option. Would you like to keep what's on file or would you like to update it?
Just keep what's on file, it's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what's the name of your separating employer? Who did you work for?
Polaris Industries.
Okay. All right. May I have their phone number, please?
I don't know their phone number right off the top of my head.
Okay. Do you have it on maybe a check stub or a W-2 form or something?
Let's see. I think I have a W-2.
Okay.
Let me look. I do have a W-2, but it doesn't have a phone number on it.
Because I'm going to need their number.
I can try to look it up on Google.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
Take your time. Give me 1 second.
Okay. I've got it whenever you're ready.
I'm back.
Okay. I have it whenever you're ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's area code 256-822-3200.
Okay. And what's the work city location?
Madison, Alabama.
Okay, and your start date and the last day you worked?
The first day I worked was May 7th, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And the last day I worked was of 22. And then the last day I worked was June 28th of 23.
I'm sorry, and the last day was what?
June 28th. Of 23.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So why are you no longer working?
Terminated.
Okay. And what was the reason?
I had 9 points and they only allow 8.
Okay. All right, so what's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Lupe Green, and she's the HR manager over sub-assembly.
Okay. All right, and the date that you were discharged was the June the 28th, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so what did you do to try to resolve your problem due to your discharge?
I spoke to my supervisor and the group lead and tried to talk to them, but they hung up on me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They fired 200 people in the same day.
Okay. So did you receive a warning?
I've written warning back before Christmas, but I never received a first or a verbal or anything. It was just out of the blue. We didn't have a supervisor for 6 or 8 months, so.
I got you. All right, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right. So are your answers correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers could result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits, so I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2003 Hyundai XG350, 2005 Volvo V50, 2006 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, 2009 Saturn Aura, or none of the above?
None of the above. Sound familiar.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Phoenix City, Dothan, Falkville, or none of the above?
Falkville.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1123 Fridgeboro Road Street, 1636 Fifth Avenue West, 236 Hampton Road Northwest, 3177 Bradford Place, or none of the above?
236 Hampton Road Northwest.
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? That means, are you filing your claim in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
All right. Do you certify under the penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that statements
yes.
made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge? Okay. Do you understand
yes,
that it's okay? Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information book. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim the benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could cause a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line number at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, so we're finished with your claim. I'm going to give you a transaction number. That's just where your claim has been completed. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that number is 489.
Okay.
849.
Okay.
205.
Got it.
Okay. And your PIN number is 3806.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And your claim is now active.
Awesome.
All right, so is there any further assistance needed?
Nope, that was it.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.